You know, as I was listening to the first two speakers, I realized I have to quote scripture too. So that's what happens when you come to a wooden house, you know. I realized there was no scripture in my presentation. So I'll start with the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. I have to start Googling scriptures that have to do with entrepreneurship. I think God have mercy. Okay, it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. One scripture parable that always also inspires me is the parable of the talents. It said to one, it was given one talent, to one, five, to one, ten. And the master expected them to come back with something more. So I believe that enterprise is God's gifting in us, something we display, what we use our skills for. Inside every one of us, there's a skill God wants us to show out to the world. And I'm not necessarily saying business, running a business is for everyone, but in a sense, our calling, our giftings are a demonstration of God's, how do I put it now, God's, and there's something of value that we need to give back to the world. We need to be a blessing. So that's my scripture done now. There you go, Covenant Christian Center. Okay. So I'm talking today about how to start and grow a successful business. First of all, why do we start a business? Now, I've heard lots of people say, I want to be my own boss. You want to be your own boss? What's that about? Do you understand? If that's the only reason why you want to be in business, forget it. Because what's the point of being your own boss? You know? So you boss yourself around. You know? So don't go into business because I want to be my own boss. I need to get that right because somebody is just, I'm tired of working now. I want to be my own boss, so I'm going to start a business. So many businesses are failed because people just go in, rush into it. Secondly, I want to have more time. Nothing like that. I woke up 4 o'clock, obviously, because I'm coming here. But normally I wake up like 6. If you ask me, I went to bed around 1 o'clock. Okay? And that's almost like the average of my life now. Right? And I still teach in schools too. So, point I'm trying to make, going into business won't necessarily give you more time. So you've got to be careful to manage those expectations. Otherwise, you find that, I didn't know this is going to take all my life away. You know, and you suddenly, those wrong impressions, you know, become like, you know, why did I go into this at all? But I believe business, starting a business, going into business, gives you personal fulfillment. It makes you feel accomplished. It makes you feel like, yes, I'm giving value back to the world. Number two, passion. I know this word passion is used everywhere. Everybody has passion now. But passion for something you love, you know, wanting to see that business idea manifest. The scripture I read talked about being a servant. I believe that business is actually you're serving other people with your knowledge, with your products, with what God has given you. If you go into business with that mentality that my business is to serve people, you will be very successful. Because some people say, I can't care what, I don't care what they do, or I don't care, you know, anybody can come. If they don't like it, they go away. If you have that kind of attitude, you will not obviously succeed. So it's about the passion to do something. In terms of, instead of more time, it gives you flexibility in how you manage your time. Okay, it gives you some reasonable flexibility. I want to travel to somewhere, I want to go for a business conference. That is something that lots of us would love to have. Now, if you are in a job, you know, you might not have. Wealth creation, not going to talk much about that because I believe at some point someone will say something about that. But I always say that, particularly in the UK, our reward system for jobs is patterned in such a way that all the money almost always goes back to the government in some way, okay? So the more you seem to earn, the more you are taxed, the more it's difficult for you actually to be able to create wealth. So I always believe that running a business gives you the ability to be able to put something aside Financial security. I want to retire at age 50. I've told my wife, 50, I'm done. No, I'm not going to say I'm going to go into the ministry now because of it. Okay, Pastor, when are you starting your church? But I feel that at 50, I want to accomplish. I want to be able to say at age 50 that it's done. I don't have to work for any reason. If I'm in a business, if I'm doing something, it's because I really love you. I want to do it. I hope that will happen, and I believe it will happen. Okay? But business helps you to be able to achieve that. Benevolence, being able to give, okay? Creating jobs. How many people out there, if you go to, for example, I come originally from Nigeria, and in Nigeria, they say the biggest challenge people have is jobs. Who's going to create the jobs? It's business people. It's people who run companies. So that's being able to... The incredible feeling I have when my staff will send me an email, oh, thank you, sir, for paying, you know, my salary. It gives you a buzz. You feel like you're actually contributing to the livelihood of someone. And that's why I think more people should think about businesses, running businesses, because we can actually be a blessing in that way. You're not just helping your family, but you're actually creating income for other people's families. Tax benefits. Everyone knows that. And I'm talking about genuine, honest ability to be able to save on lots of things that you will normally pay for. I'm dreaming of my fancy computer next month. Okay? And it's going to be part of my business expense, because that's what I mainly use my laptop for. But any of who does not have a company, yeah, you buy a computer, it will be from your hard earned cash. Okay? So that's something, you know, there are lots of ways. I mean, I went to a conference, Christian conference, actually, University of Benin Christian Union Conference, because my wife is from, my wife went to University of Benin, and every year she drags me to this conference, which I reluctantly go to, okay? But it's always been a blessing. The next one is all in this coming weekend. And last year, somebody came, tax consultant, and the way she was talking was like, don't pay any tax. We can make sure you don't pay any tax at all. And you're living in the UK. And you want the society to be good. That's not the kind of thing I'm talking about. I'm talking about Christians who have integrity, who are doing it right by the book, okay, and who honor their commitments to society. Because the world can't be better if everybody is putting their money in Panama. There you go, okay? I did not know anything about Panama until 1 week ago. Somebody said, is that part of Panama? I said, what's Panama? Okay, there we go. Something else for the dictionary. Posterity. Just the fact that, you know, you can leave something behind. There are businesses today that were set up by people who are long gone. You see, you go through some shops, they say, family business for 110 years. That's someone's posterity. Someone someday got up and say, I've had enough with the job. I'm going to set up a stall. I'm going to set up a shop. I'm going to run a business. That is posterity. Amen. Okay, I'll try. This quote is by someone that is very popular, Steve Jobs. He says, your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to do what you love. So I will say, if you're going to start a business, find a business in something you like. Okay? In something you enjoy doing. I have 3 businesses now, and I still do contract work in schools. And trust me, if I was not paid to teach, I will teach. Okay? I just love going into schools, and I meet lots of young men. Currently, I work in a school, and I do mentoring work with year 11s. And I have seen young people who come in, I don't care. No, come bother. Come, no bother. You know, they're really bothered, you know. When it's a come bothered, they are really bothered. That's why they say. But then I see them start working with me, and 5 weeks down the road, they calm down. because they're constantly hearing me telling stories of Africa and and people who don't have the privilege and opportunity they have and making something out of it. Okay? I get a buzz from that. All right? So the point I'm making is, what's your passion? What would you do if money was not an issue? Think about that. Because in that secret lies your calling. And I believe that we should all do whatever we need to do and enter into the center of our calling. Because that's when you get fulfillment. That's when you get joy doing what you do. Amen. Okay. Have a clear vision. If you're going to start, and I want to say this, if you want to start a business, Bible says write the vision. Make it plain. Ask yourself, what problem do you want to solve? I want to go to business because everybody's starting a business. Oh, okay? Not necessarily. What's the vision for your company? What's the blueprint? How do you want to do this? How do you want to solve that problem? If you cannot identify the problem you want to solve, then don't start a business. Because business is about problem solving. It's about making people's lives better. Okay? What will set you apart from every other business? We call this USP in business. So what's your unique selling proposition? What makes your business different from the other person's business? Amen. What do you want to achieve? Be very specific about how much money do you want to make? Year on year, how much money? Let your vision inspire you. I recently started a company. Someone said, why do you want to start this company? Why not buy a franchise? There are lots of people doing what you're doing now, and they're buying franchises. And I said to him, I want my business to compete against that franchise. 5 years down the road, I want my company to be more recognized than that franchise. That's because I have a real big passion in my heart for something. Okay? So let your vision, what you want to achieve. My daughter is quite entrepreneurial. She's 9 years old. And we talk a lot about business. And sometimes, so I told her, I said, we're going to have 3 centers in September. So, oh, are you sure you need to have 3 centers? I don't want you to fall flat on your face. You know, but I like to have that discussion with her because she sort of keeps me in check, you know, with my vision. But the point is, you've got to dream big. You've got to say, I want to do something that will touch people's lives so that my business will be the name on everybody's lips. If you don't have a vision that inspires you, then, you know, maybe you have another YouTube business, kind of. I like that quote. It says, chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up with following you. Some people, when they go into business, money. I want money. If that's your thinking, you will not likely make the money. Big people that have succeeded in business, you know, talk about people like this Microsoft man, what's his name? Bill Gates, okay? What inspired them was not that they wanted to make money. They had a vision. I've read his book, which says his vision was, I want everyone to be able to have a computer. And he's achieved that because pretty much you don't need to have your life savings to buy a PC. There was a time in this world when only computers owned, when only universities could afford to have computers. But then people came with a vision, say, I want everybody. I hear that, you know. I want everybody to have PCs. That vision drove him to build a company that ultimately has made him one of the richest people in the world. I've also said this before. When I started doing speaking engagements, I would go speak somewhere and I would not be paid a dime. Okay? And sometimes I'm like, oh, why are you going there now? They're not even paying your transport. But I knew I wanted that opportunity more than they necessarily wanted me to speak there. Do you understand what I mean? Because I was developing my skills, my ability. The point is, don't make money a primary motivation for anything you do. Okay? It's about what's your heart, what's your passion. All right. What product or service? So you've got to think, if I'm going to start a business, what product, What service do I want? Be clear about what you're going to sell. It's unbelievable when people start writing business plans, they're not even sure exactly what they want to do. Okay? That's why I say business plans are important. I know usually in our communities, God said, I'm running with it. But the same God says, write the vision down. Okay? It's because the written word inspires you. I've written it down. You know you've got to do it. Amen. So write a plan. Okay, be clear. What are you going to do? Branding is important. How will technology affect your product or service? Some companies have gone down overnight simply because what? They did not take care of that last bit. Okay? Think about those days we used to have these cassettes. You know? So imagine somebody who go and invest money in cassette manufacturing company. Millions of pounds. What's going to happen? The business will go over overnight. Their businesses have got, even HMV, all these, they're all going down now. Why? Because lots more people buy music over the internet than actually buy a CD or anything to listen to. So think about that business you're doing. How is technology going to affect it? It might be that technology is going to make it better. Okay? Not necessarily it's going to make it, okay. All right, do some market research. This is where lots of people fail. And when I say market research, I'm not meaning that you have to spend like £10,000 trying to research the market. It may simply be desk research. Go online. There's no business in the world now how to dog walking. I heard that recently. That's a business. Okay? Dog walking. All right, so people. Their job is to walk other people's dog. So recently, I saw somebody with like 10 dogs at the same time. One of our neighbors, 10 dogs. I really don't like dogs, I'm sorry. Okay. My comfort is that they won't be in heaven. I don't know that far. 10 dogs, one person. I was looking at her, she was struggling. And I sort of said in my mind, I said, what's the problem? Why does she have to tell them my daughter, this same 9-year-old again, said, Daddy, she may not necessarily have all the dogs. It may be her business is dog walking. I said, okay. I can understand that now. But the point is, any business at all in the world, you'll find someone who's done it. You'll find someone who's documented it. This is how they started. This is our marketing strategy. This is what they did recently. I will say it. One of my latest business is a tuition center. It's called Lextra Learning. And it was unbelievable how much I saw online about people who run tuition centers. And some of the marketing ideas were just out of this world. Okay? I'm quite a very innovative marketing type person. But by reading somebody else's product, I could not imagine some things I never thought about. I give a typical example. One of the marketing ideas in that book was do this they call them Correx bots, and put them in front of schools. And I never thought about that. Never thought about that. And you cannot imagine how much business that's brought to us. So the point is, when I say research, I'm not saying you have to spend lots of money. Check online. I want to start dog grooming business. Okay? How to groom dogs. You will see someone who's done it. I want to start a home refurbishing business. You'll see someone who's done it, and that can actually make a big difference. Ask people who might buy your service. Okay? All right? You can do what they call a focus group and just ask people and say, what do you think about XYZ? You can ask friends, but be careful. There are some family members who will tell you, you want to start business. What has got into your head with all your degree? You know, be careful who you share your vision with. That's the point I'm making. Some people will completely destroy the vision before it starts. So be very careful. Test trade. If it's something you can give to people, I want to start a cake manufacturing business. Make the cake now. Give it to brethren. Let them be inspired. Okay? Let them tell you, wow, sister, that cake was fantastic. Oh. But if you give the cake to 1, 2, 3, they didn't call you again. Ask yourself, maybe the recipe needs to change. Oh. Do you get what I mean? Okay? There are things you can actually test out with people, okay, to know whether that's actually what God wants you to do. Okay. I've talked about writing a business plan because I want to rush through this as much as possible. A business plan is important. Now, if you don't write a lengthy 50-page thing, okay, just a mini plan which says, this is what we do. This is how we are going to make money. This is how many things we are going to sell to make the money. Write it down. It's unbelievable. Again, I go back to the new business I've recently started. We wrote month-by-month financial projections. So every 3 months, I have gone back, looked at my business plan, and I've looked at what I projected, and I've matched it against what I said I will achieve. Where I have fallen short, I've looked at a couple of things. Oh, that service, we've not started that service we said we will start. So now I'm putting effort in making sure we start those services so I can match my plan. Now, if I did not put any plan in place at all, I would just drift and at the time I'll get tired. So is this what I started this business for? But by simply writing a plan, and I had to do that because initially we're looking for investors, which didn't happen, but that helped me to now match what I'm doing, and it does genuinely help you if you write a business plan. And it won't take ages. There are loads of business plan templates online which you can copy, okay? If you're investing big money, so you're spending $50,000 to start a business, please look for a consultant. Pay them whatever they ask, £1,000, to talk you through what you're doing, okay? All right? That 1,000 may be the cheapest money you lose before you lose the 50,000. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because simply sitting with someone to talk through your ideas, you yourself will say, I didn't think that through. Maybe I could do this. Maybe. And some of them will say things that suddenly opens a new door for you that you never thought existed, that will actually double your income. So don't be penny wise, pounds foolish, we say. Okay? If you're spending big money, you're going into a partnership, you're raising 100,000 to start a business, do a proper plan. Okay? I have a plan. My desire every year is to double my income. So I start thinking every year, what can I do? And what processes can I improve on? And what products can I create? And if I say this, if you're in a service type business, give you the example of the tuition thing we're doing now. Now we're trying to create videos, okay, which will talk to parents or whatever. And those videos we will sell forever, okay? Now most tuition centers will just teach children, but actually the parents want to actually know how to support their children. Because there's a big thing about parent attainment and parents' involvement. So we're now investing time and resources creating DVD products that we can sell to parents. So that's nothing to do with me teaching a child, but it's actually to do with me wanting to inspire a child and wanting a child to be great. Okay? So the point I'm saying, if it's a service, a product you have, can you add a service to it? If it's a service you have, like the tutoring business is mainly a service, can you build a product into it? So ultimately, in 1 month's time, if you go to our website, we teach children, you can bring your child, but you also see the ability to be able to buy a DVD product from us. Now, that may not change our world, but it may be the odd £2,000 that comes in every month, which will make a big difference to our bottom line. So the point is, think lateral. Don't think in one narrow way. What else can you do? What service can you provide? What can you create that will become a product that you can sell to people? Does everybody get that concept? Okay? think. And sometimes working on your business plan and seeing other people's business plan, I mean, there's a site I use, Life Plan. I have a subscription to. On Life Plan, it will actually give you about 500 templates of different businesses. Okay? So you will see like 5 tutoring businesses. They are full, complete business plan. So simply reading what they are doing is enough to inspire you and to help you in your ideas. And that's why business plans are helpful. Don't worry about failure. You only have to be right once. Okay? Sometimes we are so bothered to start that you sometimes wonder when the Spirit of, if we have the Spirit of God and He leads us and He guides us, we should be confident to take the step to move forward. That's why I believe Christians should never allow fear to stop them. Okay? If you're here and if you're the only person I'm going to inspire today to say, you have that idea, you've been praying about it, you've been thinking about it, but what's bothering you is that you fail several times in life and what you're scared, I don't want to add another failure to it. Well, what's going to happen is that you don't do that business, you will never find fulfillment. I don't know I will be fulfilled not doing what I do today. Seriously, I don't know how I feel. I just feel my life is not counting much because that's what God has put inside me. So I'm saying, don't be scared of failure, okay? I failed, but I shared this story last time when I came here. And I said, my company folded, and I, because I knew it was God, I set up the same company with the same name. I don't care what companies are or things. If you like, go and check my credit report and say, what do they think about? That's what God told me. The confidence I in and faith I have in God for what He said to me means I know ultimately I cannot fail. If I failed, I've learned how much not to fail. I've learned the things I've done, and I'm going to move forward. I don't know if anybody is inspired by that. So don't be scared of failure. The big people who have succeeded have taken a risk. They've thought outside the box. They've surmounted obstacles. I was reading the story of Airbnb. Anybody heard that before? And is it Airbnb? Is that the one that you stay in people's homes?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, the guy was saying that when they took the first business plan to investors, they said, you are dead on arrival. How are you going to convince people to open their homes to strangers? You think about it. And he was talking about trust quotient. How are you going to convince people to open their homes to strangers? Today, do you know that every single day, about 119,000 people are staying in a home of somebody they've never met because somebody decided to think outside the box? Now, it's not natural. We don't tell strangers, come and stay in our home. And then, worse still, you want to make a business out of the foolish idea that somebody will suddenly put their home online and say, we have a spare room in our home, come and stay there. And it came out of a simple experience he had. That experience was that he went to a conference, met someone there. That's why I'm saying there are moments, time and moments, fantastic. You know, I just felt people have got to hear this, honestly. They've got to hear that, they've got to put all this together. Because at the end of the day, when we stand before God, we've got to be accountable for what He's given to us that we've not made use of. That's why I'm really passionate about what I'm saying. He went to a conference, met someone, and as he was leaving, the guy said, oh, I really don't have a place to stay now. I'm wondering, you don't have a place to stay. Can you stay at mine? Stranger, never met him. Okay, I'm not suggesting or recommending that, obviously. Okay, but there you go, time, moment. And he did that. And then when he got home, when he was sleeping at night, he said he didn't sleep through the night. He didn't sleep through the night. He was thinking, how stupid are you to allow a stranger? What if he takes a knife now and comes and murders you? What will you do? So the thought of the terrible things that could happen to him kept him awake all night. But you know what? He said ultimately it turned out one of the best relationships he's ever developed.
Okay? And that's for Christians who are so churchy that we see people on the streets. We can't even say, hi, how are you? Hello. You know, if, I don't know what they will think. They will think I want to toast them. Well, let them think. Okay? Let's just be nice. Okay, go back to my story. That experience, he now thought, if I can do this, can other people too dare to put strangers in their homes? And that business there is one of the biggest in the world. Deep down in your mind, there may be an idea lurking, and you've shared it with people, vision destroyers or vision killers, you know. And they say, are you out of your mind? Even if angels come, it won't work. If God has given you that idea, don't let it die. I share that experience because I myself, if someone came to me and said, I want to start a business, and the business is about helping people to go and sleep in other people's homes, you know, like hotel, I would say, brother, let's pray about it. You know? But there you go. Dropbox, that's the founder of Dropbox. You know, what's the big deal? They're giving us space to share files online. What's the big deal? But that's one of the biggest successful companies today. Almost everybody has a Dropbox for that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, almost everybody. But what's the model? Give them free. They're hooked to it. Then ask them to pay more if they want more. And then advertise massively on the website and get people to pay for the advertisement. Simple. Okay? So, let's be faithful. Operations. So, when you run a business, you've got to think about all those things. Okay? How will I get paid? Right? What equipment do I need? Who are my suppliers going to be? Who am I going to buy from? Because all of those things could either decide whether your company will succeed or not. How are you going to make the goods? You want to do wedding cakes, and you've got to have a decent sized kitchen, don't you? You know, so it might be that you invest in equipment or things that will help you actually fulfill your business. How many minutes do I have now? Please. 10 minutes? 10. Thank you. Okay, so what is your most important responsibility as a business owner? I like to call it those three things. Marketing, you've got to learn to be able to market your business. You've got to be able to learn to tell people about your company. Number two, I call innovation. Now, innovation is sometimes seen as something that big companies have. Microsoft, Google. So they have a department, and they have some eggheads in the department that are just simply all day, all night, thinking about what to do. But you can be the innovation giant in your company. Because if you are not innovative, other people will drive you out of business. And how many people have heard about Google Alerts? Google Alerts, okay? So Google Alerts will send you information about any keywords that you want to know about. So, if you set up a keyword for your name, every time your name appears online, you get an alert. Okay? If you set a keyword for web design, okay? Every time something happens in web design, your name appears. So, for example, for clients of ours, we'll set up a Google alert so that anytime their name appears anywhere online, any website, we get an alert to say, and it could be good or bad. So you can set up alerts for your industry. What do you do? Because if you don't know what's changing in your market, you'll be an old school entrepreneur, which means that some things will change and you don't even know the legislation has changed. Suddenly you find that your business is not relevant anymore. And innovation could just be simply tracking what is going on in your industry. You can track your competitors, okay? Your big competitors. What are they doing? What are they saying? What's the new product they're trying to do? So if your competitor is Lagbaja & Co. Company, every time Lagbaja & Co. Company appears anywhere online, I get an email that says, this is what they're doing. How brilliant is that? Because I can duplicate what they're doing. I can be smarter about it. But more importantly, I can understand what's happening in my market space. Does everybody get that?
Yeah.
So when I talk about innovation, I'm not saying go and do something, go and employ some, But you have to be innovative. You have to think, how can I be different? I'm making wedding cakes. So, making wedding cakes, what else can I do? The people who are getting married, could they be thinking about me helping them with their honeymoon destination? You know, look at what other people are doing. And simply even looking at other people's websites can make a big difference. So think about that. Leadership, particularly if you have a company, you've employed people, okay? Be nice to people. I say it, and I think I mentioned it last time. I don't wait for my staff to tell me, can you give me a raise? Never happened. I have raised my staff salaries without them asking for it. No pressure. You know why? I am passionate about their success, so that I think what I'm paying them, I couldn't live on that, in quotes. So I'm thinking, how can I make these guys' life better? I'm asking them, what's their, I want to know their personal challenges. I want to know where they are in life. Is there a way I can support them? If you have a business and you don't have people, you're not successful. You know why? If you die today, I share that experience. My daughter asked her mom, what happens to daddy's business if he's not here anymore? I don't know why she asked that question. It was quite emotional for me because I was thinking, oh, is it a prophecy? Trust me, I'm going to be here a long time. Okay? But that drove me. I give one typical example. In Nigeria, Webstart Nigeria, we are a lot more successful now because I'm a visionaire. I see the vision. I'm quite entrepreneurial. Oh, we can do it. I'm not an implementer. I hate to do the dirty work. Do you know what I mean? Customers call you. Not again. That's me. But because I have a manager who is a manager, we're a lot more successful now in Nigeria. The point I'm making, you can't do everything in your business. So some people say, I want to eat all the profit. You will die with the profit. Sorry, I'm not professionally evil. You know, I want to eat all the profit. You will not grow. There are things that you are not suited for. Most entrepreneurs are not managers. So if you're an entrepreneur, you don't have a managerial person, you'll not be able to deliver the whole customer thing that you need for a successful company. Does that make any sense? So leadership is critical. Having people and leading them, being part of their lives. And by the way, we're Christians, you know. What's the point of Christianity if we don't care for each other? What's the point of Christianity? We're just walking, we're carrying Bible, you know, reading scriptures. And people are just passing. You're smashing them with the word, but you don't listen to them. We're not empathetic. And people wonder, you know, this is not like Jesus now. Jesus, the Bible says, somebody, we're carrying something, and he said, he stopped. Stop. Okay? Be a leader. And I'm saying that you may not be at that point in your business and where you've employed people, but if you want to have a business, not a job, because there's a job business. This is what I'm saying. Okay? Now, I'm going to do a conference in Nigeria because I want to create more clients, okay? But I don't have to be in Nigeria. That business is there, it will succeed. That's where you want to be. Where you are no longer involved in that company, but it's still a company. It's posterity for you. It's gone beyond you. And that's what you want to achieve. So you've got to learn that. I'll quickly run. The point this is saying is that as a business, be where the thing is going to go. In football, when they are passing and passing, passing, the best players are the guys who do what? They know the position that the guy is going to play the team. Lazy players, they just looking. The guy is going to play. The best players, they are moving. They are entering into positions. That's what we call it. Okay? Those of you who see Arsenal, tip-tap like this. I'm not an Arsenal fan. Don't get it. Tip-tap. It's because they are anticipating. It makes the game beautiful. They are going ahead. They are anticipating. Where is he going to land? Where is this industry going to? Those are the people who succeed in business. Okay. All right. If I don't see anything. Please, money is critical. All right? And last slide, I said, what could I change if I started my business today again? And what I would have changed is make sure I had the money behind me. Okay? Because cash flow is either going to make the business survive or, madam, you know, what do you think? Cash flow. If there's no cash flow, there's problem everywhere. Okay? And it goes business too. Because then you will not be able to do the strategic things. You'll just be doing tactics, survival. You will not be able to do strategic things that will make a business grow. So think about the money, cash flow. And that's what a business plan is going to help you do. Be legal. Don't do corner. Please. Don't go. I know somebody. It's an emotional story. Who used to be quite a big lawyer in this town. And I don't want to go deep into it. Because that actually ministry also. And he shared the story in our church. My former church. And so one of the things that knocked him down was this legal. Okay, they were using an accountant. That's obvious, my friends. Just my accountant. And business was going. They started making millions of pounds. And he was using the same accountant, the accountant that does self-assessment returns. Do you understand what I mean? Before you know, he had this huge tax bill that I couldn't cope with. Don't be petty. Do things right. Okay, that's why the spirit of excellence in us, that's what will let us do. Doesn't mean we're shoddy. It means that we are the best of the best. We think carefully. We plan what we do. When it's time to change your accountant, call them and say, God bless you. You've been wonderful to our business. But the way our business has gone now, you know, we need somebody more professional, we need somebody bigger. Don't be scared to make those decisions. From the one we started Lexa Learning, we got a top accountant. Because I knew I had ambition for the company. And yeah, pay a lot more every month when they're not doing anything. But I wanted to be right. I didn't want them to knock on my door one day. I have insurance for tax investigation. I'm not kidding, I don't want my life to go haywire. Because if the tax investigation, you pay millions, they'll run you under. So be legal, do everything right. Don't, scripture is there, wisdom is also there to say do it right. Don't be, you have a public building, people are coming to, no insurance, no public liability. Then one person who the devil has baptized comes in and wants to mess you up, and there's nothing to protect you. That will not be a portion. Build a team. I've said it. Without the team, you cannot grow. Strategic relationships. There are people who are gatekeepers. Every industry has gatekeepers. I just started to read something which talks about the 100 influencers rule. In your industry, and I've started doing it. From last week, I started to write 100 people I want to meet. And I will meet them in the next 1 year. God willing. I started writing them. Okay? I won't call some of their names. Some of them are not Christians, so some of them don't go to church. Okay? But I know for my destiny to be actualized, I need to meet these people. Write the vision. It doesn't stop in, right, I will be a success. I will buy V-Boots this year. I'm old school, our V-Boots doesn't exist. There you go. I'll buy Range Rover this year. Okay? Like, it doesn't stop there. Who do you want to meet? Write the name now. I want to meet the governor of Delta State. I have a reason why I want to meet him. Okay, you may not need to know the reason. Okay, but I want to. So I'm making plans. The reason I'm going to the US next month is because the guy is going to be in a conference. Even if I don't see him then, I want him to see me somehow. Be forceful about your destiny. It says the violent does what?
Take it by force.
Amen. So think about, build relationships with your suppliers. Growth, systems, okay? Create systems. If you are going to market, how can you market consistently? There's what you call automated marketing machines. Can you build a sales page that will do the job for you every single time? You're not there, okay? There are things you can use in your business that will help you. You're mixing cake, you know, for example. I've been using cake a lot, you know.
That should tell some of you sisters, you know, and brothers, you know, next time you hear that I'm coming, you know, maybe the Holy Spirit will inspire you, okay? Now, you can't be using a small mixer when you are going to serve a lot of people, okay? So those are the systems. There are things you need to make your job easier. How will you contact your customers? That's all marketing, word of mouth, advertising, business literature. You need to do these things. You need to spend money. Then go to trade shows and exhibitions. Tell people about what you do, direct marketing. Have a website. All these things are given in today's business world. You read a book from beginning to end, you run a business the opposite way, okay? You don't run a business starting and then going to the end. You actually design your business on paper and then work your way towards it. So I have a 3-year business plan for my new company, and I said how many centers I want to have this year, said how many centers I want to have next year. That plan, I've created it already. And what I'm simply doing now is looking at, oh, we're not there yet. Why? Because we've not done X, Y, Z. And I'm matching whatever I need to do to get there. So you create your plan, and then you walk your way. Say, God, you know, God sees ahead. And that element is in us too, to say, this is where we're going. Walk towards it, okay? What do you do? Okay, the point is, know your product, know your customer, and have a burning passion, desire to succeed. Oh. Okay. I really like that slide because these guys are probably the most, how would I call it now? Who does not know them?
Leicester, that's my team.
let's get this right. I'm not a Leicester fan, okay? Because there are so many Leicester in Pusan. Everyone Leicester. Yes, where was Leicester last year? You know? Everybody, success is infectious.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be part of success. But the thing I like these guys for, last year, we didn't know their names in the Premier League. The only thing that got them where they are, that, by the way, that's Mahrez and that's Vardy. Only thing that has gotten where there is passion. When they get to that playing field, they know that they are not the most popular guys. But they made up their mind they were going to be the best. I have no doubt. Arsenal fans, you know, just forget it.
Yes.
You know, you all know that now by now. Anyway. I have no doubt they are going to win the Premier League. But what makes me happy about it is the fact that unknown become known. And that's how your business can be.